Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's most listened to sports radio.
I scream along at the top of my lungs.
It's a way to release my rage.
Yeah! Chill, dude.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita. KNSS HD2 Clearwater and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey, Wichita, Jacob Albrock. Stay right there for the latest breaking in sports talk. It's Sports Daily coming up next exclusively on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. With the Lakers completely busted up and enormous underdogs against the Rockets in the first round, the question again becomes, could this be the end for LeBron? The Athletic took a stab at answering that with a long-form piece today. Key takeaways include, what seemed like an imminent divorce between the Lakers and LeBron may not be now, since he accepted his role as option number 3 and the team played so well once he did. That said, the piece also cites sources saying that LeBron does not need a season-long farewell tour and that he could retire at the end of this year. Right. You're telling me this guy would not require an entire season of everybody genuflecting to the king. Man, get out of here with that. The question is, where does he play? And more importantly, how much will he make? Because that will determine where he plays. In the meantime, alleged GOAT, dig deep, go triple-double, and find a way to steal game one so we get an actual series. I'm Jim Rome. Jim Rome here. True story. I married the best person I've ever met, Janet. And not only that, but the best mother I know. So would it not stand a reason that I would get her the very best gift for Mother's Day? Aura Frames. What an absolutely amazing product. I love it so much. And more importantly, she does. Save on gifts that moms love at AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, get $25 off the Carver Mat Frame. That's the one we have. You have to use the code ROME, R-O-M-E. Support this show by mentioning the Jim Rome Show at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. Aura Frames. The playoff push is heating up and Prize Picks is simple to play. Pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you can cash in. And now with early payouts and the new social feed, you can follow friends, share picks, and copy winning lineups. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code ROME and get a $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Code ROME to get a $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Monday has come around again. Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Happy Monday. Glad to be here with you on Sports Daily, rocking it and rolling into draft week in the NFL. Who's ready? Chiefs fans, I know, are ready. They've been ready. First time they'll be picking at the place they're picking in a long time. Could be the last. So what do they do with it? We'll discuss all week long here on Sports Daily. The Royals, miserable weekend. We'll get into that plenty today, and we'll get you all caught up on the transfer portal. It's all coming up for you. What's on tap? Brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, Delano, featuring live music Sunday with details at wichitabrew.com. Send off your Sundays with live tunes, tasty treats, good times at WBC Delano, your spot for spring Sundays. Visit wichitabrew.com for more info. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather. I made it into Wichita Brewing Company, Delano, before the Wind Surge game this weekend. And it was great. So was the chili bun, TJ. I mean, the chili buns are good. Now, I didn't eat like 10 of them like Joey Chestnut did, but they were good. I'm in on the chili buns. I think it's not a thing anybody, you know, where I'm from has ever heard of. I had family in town, and they're like, you're going to eat what? You know, chili and a cinnamon roll? But I like it. I think it's great.
It's good. It's good. On the Midwest. I will say, I have never been in the camp of a true chili bun. Like, the logo is like a cinnamon roll in the bowl of chili.
Right,
that's pushing it a little bit. Like, it's always just...
I still think that's fine.
It is, but that's just not how people do it. Like, I've never heard of that. Like, I think that it's basically you have a bowl of chili, and you just get your little cinnamon roll, and then you just cut off a bite, and you just take a scoop of chili with it. I don't think you go full on. I mean, then you're talking about a soggy cinnamon roll, and that's just... I mean, your technique's not the best, I'm saying. But the taste is still there. I agree. Did you get the Cinnadog, or did you just go...
Yeah, they were out. They were out when I went in for the Cinnadog. You know, I was at Wichita Brewing Company before the game, so I was full, and I was like, all right, let me hang on. I'll wait until 6th or 7th inning, and then I'll go. They were out of that, so I just got a regular chili bun because I knew from last year we went. That chili that they have when they is so good, and the cinnamon roll was good. So, like, it's good. I really wanted to try that dog, though. They were out, though. I guess that means people like it. Were out of the actual Cinnadog, so... They had plenty of the other. Joey Chestnut, after the game, took down, I believe it was 10 of them. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't matter. We were sitting there, and I was talking to him. It was my daughter's birthday. She was a fan of the game. I was talking to him before a little bit, and he was great. By the way, he was awesome. He took every picture, even when people were like, all right, let's leave him alone. He's like, nope. And he took every picture of people walking up. It was really cool. He took fun with us. I'll put that on social media here in just a second. And he just, like, at that point, this would have been, I don't know, 2 innings before the end of the game. He's like, what are we eating anyway? Like, he didn't even know. He doesn't care. He had no idea what they were going to eat, like what he was going to go dominate with. And he just dominated with it.
My biggest takeaway from watching that putrid image of, because I can get down, I get it, like the hot dog stuff grosses people out, but at the end of the day, like, that's just wet hot dog buns. Like, I can get down with that part. Like, that's not that gross. But then watching this of, like, people drinking chili all over their hands and their mouth, like, if they're, my biggest takeaway from watching that awful sight is that if there is an ounce of that chili that is not hot, like, it's lukewarm, like, that makes me want to gag. Like, it has to be hot chili. It can't be lukewarm or cold chili, because that's disgusting.
Cold food doesn't bother me most
cold
of the
food
time.
Doesn't, but cold chili, if it's a soup form, what is it, gazpacho? Is that, that's cold soup, right? Like, it can't be cold chili.
I don't know if I've had cold chili. I can tell you that I've had cold spaghetti is incredible.
That's fine.
Of course, everybody likes cold pizza. I'll tell you, though, like, stew... The stew my mom made growing up, I would eat that cold all the time.
That's nice.
Like, I would just take a spoon and sneak it out of the fridge and just, you know, have a couple spoonfuls. I don't mind cold food most of the time. Like, I can't think of one where I'm like, oh, no, can't do that. Cold steak is really good.
Cold steak
Yeah, I'm okay with cold food.
Now, I think just chili. I think it's just the texture of chili. Like, it's just got to be
hot. It can't be hot. Like, you gotta
be hot. I need it to be a step past lukewarm, though. Like, if I'm drinking it,
it was cold out there.
I know, that's what I thought.
Cold and nasty. It was unfortunate that they got the bad weather that they had. I think that would have been a huge attendance number had the weather. I mean, the weather sucked hard. It was cold and windy. The weather was real bad. But it was fun.
We could bury the lead and make us not talk about the Royals for 10 minutes.
I know we're putting it off as long as we can, Royals fans. It's coming.
April 19th, and the best baseball show that we have in the vicinity of Wichita is a guy eating hot dog, eating cinnamon rolls and chili.
Yeah. It's,
you remember Friday on the way out of the show, I said, we're going to come back Monday. We're going to talk about 3 wins.
Well, the problem was what was coming. Like, yeah, they're playing poorly, and they're about to go to the places that has been a haunted house for them. Like, they just really struggle there. And so that was part of why last week felt so daunting. It's like, you've got the Tigers here. You had a chance, and you should have taken a game to the Tigers. And the way they lost that last one, they're like, oh, God, now they got to go to New York? Like, I don't, like, it's hard to imagine them having success in New York. And boy, did it go poorly. And we'll talk about that. God bless. I can't handle it. They're
you know what I thought about Jacob?
Turn it around like right now. Right.
I remember last year I was on vacation, and I remember I sat and watched the Royals every day on the beach, and they didn't win a single one of those games. And I thought about that the other day. I'm like, man, this feels a lot like that losing streak. And I'm like, that was the same week of the year. Like, it's to the T, it's the exact same week that they went winless.
And I believe that in 24, they had a bad April, too.
Yeah.
They're not good in April. And it's largely due to Salvi and Vinny starting the season slow every time. I know why it's happening. Some of this feels unnecessary. Some of it feels like it's not anybody's fault. It's just this reality they're going to have to work through. When we talk about a piecemeal bullpen after injuries and all the things that they're dealing with there, but you also see, boy, Cole Reagans was as bad as he's ever been, and he's had a couple of those now, and you've got dysfunction a little bit. That's never happened before. So there's other stuff in there too, but there's some stuff. Like, I thought about this after last night's Sports Sunday on KWCH, thanks to those watching us on 12 News Connected, by the way. And I was like, you know, it's probably, you probably don't have to try very hard to be like, everything's going to be okay. And I'll tell you why on the other side that might be the case. Want to say thanks to Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care, celebrating 60 years in Wichita, providing expert lawn care for a healthy lawn, tree and shrub care, and bedweed control since 1966. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care. You can get in touch with the program 869-1240. Where you at, Royals fans? Let us know what you think. We'll take your video comments there as well. Facebook, YouTube, X, you can do that. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app. Got something you want to get off your chest? If you don't have time to wait on the phone lines, you can leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. Just click the little microphone as you're listening to this show and you can do it. We'll come back. Let's talk Royals when we return on Sports Daily.
Sports Radio KFH.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. No major problems, but be aware of road work on Kellogg between K96 and the Butler County line in both directions. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Sunny, breezy, and warm today. A high of 77. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Continued breezy tonight with a few clouds. Overnight low 53. It's a carbon copy forecast on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. High 78. 75 on Wednesday. Storms arrive on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
The John Harbaugh era in New York is off to a really great start. They traded Dexter Lawrence to the Bengals for the 10th overall pick. This is less than a week after Lawrence said he didn't want to be in New York anymore. The Giants now have two picks in the top 10. This is exactly how you build a roster. This kind of maneuvering should be taught in classes across the country. Now the Giants just have to nail the picks. A little easier said than done. I'm Denton Day.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you on your way into work. Want to keep listening to us even when you get out of the car. With the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com, you can just download the app, visit Odyssey.com, and search for KFH. We come back in. Oh, all right. Let's talk about the Royals. We invite your comments, commentary, Royals fans. Rick says five players in the lineup hitting under 200. That's an easy place to start. The offense hasn't been very good so far. In the Yankees series, nobody was very good. Pitching wasn't very good. Offense wasn't very good. Defense wasn't very good. And you've got your captain and not happy with very basic things from the manager. If you missed that story over the weekend, Saturday, Salvi was given the day off. Michael Chara was asked about it. He said, I think he, what term, mental rest?
Mental breather.
Mental breather. And Salvi went on social media and said, I don't need a mental breather. It's jarring because you just can't really picture Salvi.
Yeah, I will say, I'll let him backtrack a little bit on that because it does sound like the disconnect is like when you read Salvi's tweet, like I did, now you're the same way, I know, is that you say that and you see, oh, well, Salvi's PO'd, he didn't get to play. Like, that's what it reads like. And like, I don't need a day off. Like, that's what, but then like they kind of cleared it up of him saying like, I don't care, I'll take the day off, that's fine. He's like, but don't say I need a mental breather. Like don't act like something's wrong with me. Like, people were calling Salvi and saying, like, are you good? Like, what's wrong? Like, are you fine? He's like, I'm fine. I just need to hit the ball. Like, I don't need a mental breather. And yeah, so that's where
there's a language thing. Yeah. There.
But still something it's not as bad as what it seemed. Like, you've lost it so much that it's to that point, but it's one step below that. Like, if you can't communicate,
weird. I think it's weird. I do think it's weird.
It's not as weird as it could be, but it's still weird. I'll say that.
Matt Quatraro should not be this should not be a thing. If he says Salvi, you're out today, Salvi's out today. And 99%,
which I think that's fine.
Time.
That's what I'm saying. I think that happened. I think that it's the fact of Salvi saying, like, don't put words in my mouth. Which that of saying that about your manager and your manager, you know, like that is a story in itself.
It is. Salvador Perez before that had not tweeted in 2 weeks. He's about as active as I am on there. And it was a GIF that Eric Hosmer sent out that was funny. You know, before that, it was a shout out to Ozzie Guillen. Before that was March 27th. It was another Hosmer tweet. Like, anybody he's not on there.
Anybody that watches the Royals interviews or any, like, Salvi is not that person at all. You know that.
And he's not, but he's certainly not on social media making a, you know, a statement about something his manager said. That's my point. Like, why is Salvi saying anything? Like, Salvi's not on social media. He doesn't care about that stuff. But he took the time to go do that? Like, you do that if you're mad. You do that if you're pissed at what just happened. And so, like, that tells me, again, it's not that he got pulled. I don't know how much confidence there is in Quatraro. I really don't. It's just because we don't have it. We're seeing it. Like, we don't have that confidence, right? Why is the lineup looking the same every day? Now, you can also make the case that the Royals did not do enough in the offseason. That's a different conversation. I don't fully buy into that because I think we have to be realistic with the resources at which the Royals work with. And I think the extension of Lugo and some of the things that they have done, I would maintain that they've still been very aggressive with the roster. They made a couple trades to bring players in. They tried to add to the bullpen. Like, I don't buy that they sat on their hands. It's not easy to go find power hitting corner outfielders just sitting around. Like, they've called up all their best prospects. They don't have a lot to trade from. Like, I don't have as much issue with that. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I don't think it's just them like, oh, why didn't they do anything this offseason? Man, they've done it.
I know. I mean, that's my point is that we sat here in mid-March and said, like, man, we like the roster. They really didn't do anything crazy. But, like, with the injuries that they had last year, like, if they just ran it back, you would think that everything – and, like, the thing that is the perfect example, and it's, like, a big chunk of irony that it's happening after the World Baseball Classic – is that literally the entire baseball world was like, the Royals are going to be nuts this year. Like, look at these guys. And they're the worst team in baseball so far.
So they're not the worst. If you go by run difference, if you go by record, they are.
If you go by record, they are, yes.
So here's where I think we take a step back and look at this. I'm going to tell you the teams that have basically the same record as the Royals. The Blue Jays, the Red Sox, the Astros, the Mets, the Phillies, you know, the Giants. These are all good teams we expect to be playoff contenders. And the Phillies have a worse run differential than the Royals. It is April, and it is early, and these weird things happen in baseball. And so, I'm not going to sit here today and say the Royals have no shot or anything like that. to me, it's the fact that they've won or they've lost too many. They probably should have won. And they're obviously still figuring something out. Now, if there's a disconnect with the manager, we might have a bigger problem here. That's why the Salvi thing is so concerning. Like, boy, if they don't have confidence in him and it's April 20th, I mean, I thought, you know, the extension and everything was a little bit questionable. He's got a losing record over his career with the Royals. He's been given a really good roster the last 2 years. So, I mean, I think that's strange. It's a little strange that we're seeing that. And I hope that's not a bigger story. But as far as the baseball itself, going on the road and playing those teams for six games, like that was always going to be a pretty brutal ask and challenge. Now they have to go and play at home against the Orioles and the Angels. Now the Orioles are going to be pretty good probably this year. They're also under 500 with a negative run differential. The Angels are under 500. So this is a series and this is a week at home where you ought to be able to go win some games. And they have to be able to do that. How do they do it? I mean, you know, the Ravens thing is a problem. I'm not confident in the bullpen, but how many leads, TJ, has the bullpen really had to be able to hold on to late?
I mean, like, if they have a lead, it's a one-run lead. Like, that's the thing, is that we all freak out whenever it's something that it's a blown hold or a blown save with a one-run lead. But, I mean, I don't want to bail them out, but in the same breath, like, we're asking for perfection.
Wouldn't it be nice to win a 4 or 5-run game, you know, if you win it big? Like, Ursig blew that save, that's a problem. But they haven't had a lot of chances to just go have a lead in the seventh and then shut it down for 3 innings. It hasn't presented itself a lot this year. So, yeah, the bullpen's a problem in the middle. It's going to stay a problem in the middle. Is it a problem in the back end? Not 100% sure yet. Can they get it to Strom? And probably Lynch is the other guy now and Ursig at the end of a game. They don't get very many chances to do that. And they got their tails kicked in New York. So I think the offense is a problem because the offense has been a problem going back to the second half of 2024. It's been a problem for a long time. That's where Salvi, you need a day off. Salvi did need a day off. Salvi's playing terrible right now.
I agree.
He looks lost up there. It's not that big a deal, but clearly something's going on because Salvi's had a billion days off over the years. He didn't play 162 games. You've got to be able to mix it up. And why are Cags and Jensen not playing? Like, what the hell is going on with that? Like, are we all watching the same thing?
I know.
If you were going to say what two players outside of Bobby Witt Jr. do you watch every day in this lineup that are hitting the ball hard and giving you a chance, it's those two guys. Like, what are we doing?
I know. And, like, I don't know. Is it? I mean, it's panic time. Like, it's not, like, it's April. I understand. And, like, they've had bad Aprils before. But, like, as I talked about, I said this last week, and I probably said it, like, on Monday or Tuesday last week. And I was like, man, like, they're playing bad. But you can take solace in the fact that, like, this should just be the floor. Like, it has to go up from here or you're not a playoff team. And, like, it got worse from there. So, like, this is, I mean, it like you said, it's probably rock bottom for what the season should be. It can always get worse, but this is what, you can't let it get worse.
Well, I don't know that it'll get worse. It was pretty bad. Like, is there even a chance it gets worse?
They could lose tonight and then it's 8 in a row. That's worse.
Well, I know, but we don't feel any, I don't know that we feel worse. Noah Cameron was also not good in his start. That's a little concerning too. So now you're looking at, okay, you've got maybe 60% of the starting rotation. That's what I was worried about before the season. It's just like TJ, this is where, like, the Salvi stuff, like, we're the Royals are reeling. At this point, they've lost 6 in a row. You're sitting there and you're looking at your lineup. You're like, man, we got to find a way to get Isaac Collins and Lane Thomas into this game today. Carter Jensen, we know, has provided, like, all the power for this team. And Jack Caglione is hitting 270.
He batted cleanup the day before.
He's hitting 270. Nobody on this team is hitting 270. He's hitting 270. And he had 2 days off last week?
I think so.
What in the hell are we watching here?
I know.
Like, stop sitting your best players and start making decisions that make it like I just can't.
I feel like every franchise has the circle that we're going in right now, where it's like, oh yeah, analytics. Like, let's grow the game. Analytics are gonna be good for the game. And then the struggles start coming, and then it's like, well, that guy doesn't pass the eye test. Yeah. It's like let's platoon players because it increases our analytics and our total batting average in certain situations. And it's like, well, that makes sense on paper, right? And then you look at the lineup and they've lost seven in a row. It's like, why aren't we playing that guy? Like, maybe we should throw the analytics in the trash can, try to win a baseball game.
The Royals are right now, by runs scored, worst offense in baseball. Worst offense in baseball. We know they can't drive any new runs. They're having a problem with everything offensively. They've got two young guys that any team would drool over that are just crushing the ball when they hit it. Every time it touches their bat, it's at an insane exit ball. Like, everything they're doing. And you're going to find ways to get them a couple days off a week. And you're just that you can play Isaac Collins and Lane Thomas and Starling Marte.
I saw something the other day of, I can't remember exactly where it was, but like, look at this Royals line. Like, at the base level, if you want to drive yourself insane, like, if somebody says, like, it's like, well, maybe this roster just isn't going to work. And it's like, they have batting leadoff, the World Baseball Classic MVP, Bobby Wood Jr., next, a legitimate MVP candidate, Vinny Pasquantino, lit the world on fire in the WBC, Salvi, like, a Hall of Famer, like, multiple-time All-Star catcher, one of the best catchers in baseball still, Jack Caglione, Rookie of the Year candidate that lit the world on fire in the WBC, Carter Jensen is a legitimate Rookie of the Year candidate, they have five of the best starters in baseball. One of the best rotations in baseball whenever they're like, you know, you can at least say four of the five. Usually
three out of the five. I'm worried about the rotation.
I'll say four of the five give you a chance to win every time they go out there. I'll say that. Depending on who those four are.
Yeah, like, are you saying Noah Cameron or
I'm saying like Cameron and Reagans can switch between the one that doesn't, like, right now. Okay. But like Buba Chalugo and Waka, I feel pretty good every time they go out there.
Yeah, I do too.
So, like, that lineup at the base level of all the stuff I just said, like, and then you talk about Kyle Isbell, he was best hitter in baseball for 2 weeks. Like,
I'm having a hard time with this. I'm having a hard time with this because the decisions are, and that
this,
again,
this
back
is
to,
the one
back
thing,
to
I said
yesterday.
This one.
Yeah. You sit those two rookies and you sit Kyle Isbell too.
Yeah, I know.
Your three most productive hitters outside of Bobby Witt Jr. are not in the lineup when you have lost six games in a row.
Yep. I said last night on Sports Sunday is that, like, at the end of the day, it's baseball and things don't go your way sometimes and you go in cold stretches because sometimes the ball just doesn't fall your way. But when it, like, at this point, it feels like it's not bad luck anymore. And I don't know who we point fingers at, because at the end of the day, it's true. The players need to do it. Like, they have to go out there and perform. And they've left so many runners on base, and that you can't blame a coach for that. As much as you want to blame the hitting coach is not going to say, hey, let's try to get a double here. Let's try for the double. Like, it's not the coach's fault that they can't perform. It might be the coach's fault for, you know, the systemic, like, why can't they do that? Like, why is the confidence so low in those situations? Why is the lineup changing every day? Does that have something to do with the confidence change? Like, why is there so much bad luck that it no longer becomes bad luck and it becomes reality? Like, that's the point where we're getting to now, where you can't just say, like, ah, bad week. Like, if it turns into eight, like, it turns into nine, like, okay, like, something is drastically wrong. What is wrong?
I think there that is that you the thing that you're alluding to is the thing that is scaring me the most, and it is the thing why the Salvi thing makes me think, what is this bad luck? Is there some disconnect? Is it like, what is there? Maybe it's because of the losing streak. But I don't know what game we are watching this year when Cags and Isbell and Jensen all have the day off at the same time. Like, what are we all watching here? Are we watching the same thing? We're watching the same games. You're in a like a horrible streak that you better climb out of quickly. Everything is on the table. Sitting your three out of your four most productive hitters thus far this season in the same game as you've lost six in a row? Like, why in the world would you do that? Salvador Perez, the most lovable teddy bear baseball player of all time, goes out to a place he never normally goes, social media, to take exception publicly to something that was said? That's what I'm worried about. And all options should be on the table. The Royals are trying to build a new stadium downtown. They're trying to get the public excited to chip in $600 million to build them a new stadium downtown. They have put ownership a ton of money into this roster relative to what we've seen historically. It probably needs to be a couple conversations quickly in the office with what is going on here.
I don't know. I mean, legitimately, I don't want to like bail them out for anything here, but like, if we sit here, like, what is your guess? Like, if we even have a guess, like, what's wrong? Like, it, at the base level, you want to just say, like,
I don't know. But Charles lost the locker room.
That's the only thing that you can say. Like,
I'm afraid the players are sitting there watching the same thing we are and thinking, what the hell are Caglione and Jensen doing on the bench today? Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Are we all watching the same thing? These guys are tearing the cover off the ball. They're not always hits, but I mean, for a team that can't do anything offensively, they're hitting the ball hard. And you're going to sit them because of the handedness of the pitcher? Like, I hate that stuff. Where's Ned Yost?
But at the
same time, we're also saying, why are your two offensive players that are struggling the most hitting 3-4 every day without exception? It's like the, you know, I'm not a change the lineup every day guy, but if you're going to be, which Quatraro is, maybe change the things that aren't working at the moment. Yep. If you're going to change something, changing out your 7, 8, 9 hitters is not going to be the thing that saves the Royals. Slide some things. It's frustrating. And losing does this, and it was a 6-game road trip from hell, and now they come home and they play two teams under 500 right now. And they have a chance to win a bunch of games to feel good again.
My one takeaway from this week of Royals baseball is that I do not want to hear anybody say, like, hey, it's fine. Like, they'll figure it out. Yeah. Those games count the same as they do in September. I'm pissed.
Yes, you should. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. There are no more games that count for two later on. These are the same thing. All right, we'll come back. Let's get into the Chiefs a little bit. What's changed over the weekend? We've got portal updates, headlines I missed. Lots of fun on a Monday on Sports Day.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. I-235 southbound, there's a delay heading onto K-96 east with a backup to 37th Street. Give yourself a few extra minutes. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Sunny, breezy, and warm today. A high of 77. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Continued breezy tonight with a few clouds. Overnight low 53. It's a carbon copy forecast on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. High 78. 75 on Wednesday. Storms arrive on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Basically, get out of the way.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
Damn! You know, I'm watching the game, and I found myself rooting for South Carolina because of the way they played. They were playing great. They were playing hard. And But if UConn won and continued to win, you know, and then matched up with UCLA, I would have been fine with that. But once again, I'm rooting for the story. And I thought Dawn Staley's team put on a defensive clinic. This is where you have a team that is not in tight games the entire year. They're probably not roughed up the entire year. They're not pushed. Nobody ripped anybody's jersey. That was Sarah Strong, who did that to herself. But Gino, when he did that interview with Holly Rowe, I go, oh, he knows he's in trouble. And I thought, South Carolina's going to win this game.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The Jim Rome Show.
Michigan's 69-63 win over UConn. There's still plenty of noise about how the Wolverines bought that title. Somehow cheated. Now, Michigan's football team may have cheated to win their natty, not the basketball team. You don't have to like the men of Michigan, but you do have to respect them.
Jim Rome, afternoons at 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita's most listened to sports radio.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program. Get out to Crestview. Check out the 36 holes of golf, the great facilities, the great restaurant. It's all there for you. Pool will be opening in about a month. I contend it's the best pool in town. It's a great spot for the family. Go find out why. Go to Crestview, give them a call, take a tour, tell them we sent you from Sports Daily. Been out there a few years now. No regrets. Love it out there, Crestview.
Jacob, I was going to save this for headlines, but since you're talking about Crestview, I'm going to give it to you now.
Okay.
Dylan Schmidt, our guy from Andale.
Uh-huh.
You aware of his son?
Yes.
The golfer?
World-class golfer.
Graham Schmidt, the golfer, just played in a tournament at Crestview on the South Course.
Let me guess what he shot. I'm going to guess 68.
Second place, I'll give you this. Second place finished with a 5-over 77 on the South Course. Graham Schmidt won on the South Course with a 64. No bogeys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 birdies and an eagle.
How old?
I think he's 11 now.
Yeah, not in high school.
Yeah.
This is a big story.
It's so insane.
Down the road. For those that don't know, you're talking about one of the best golfers of his age in the country, in the world, is up in Andale. The best round I've ever shot on the South Course, I believe, is an 89.
Yeah. I wonder what... This is the thing, too. People are like...
Go out there and beat me by 24 strokes.
Like, people are like, oh, well, he's not playing the true tee. So I'm like, I could start 100 yards away and I wouldn't shoot a 64.
You can start me on the handicap tees.
You could probably start... Yeah, that's what I think. You could probably start me on the green and he'd be giving me contention.
Or the gold. What are they called? They're not called the handicap tees. The senior tees. Sorry. Yeah. Handicap. Senior tees. Maybe my folks have been in town and they have a handicap parking. Nice. Placard. I think that's what was on my mind there. The gold tees.
Anyways, it's insane.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
I mean, he's literally like, you know, talk about prodigies.
He's there. He was famously
the best in the world.
Did he end up beating? I think he beat Charlie Woods, Tiger Woods' kid.
No. You're thinking that backwards. That's London, Esterline.
Oh, that's right.
Charlie's a high schooler.
Charlie. Yep.
But yes, London Esterline's also from Wichita. Also he beat Charlie Woods. Yes.
But when we're talking about, when we're talking about this kid out of Andale, it's like he is winning tournaments at the level of like there's nobody better that he's playing against. Hey, Royals fans, at least you're not a Mets fan. There's
at least the Royals. At least the Royals are bad and cheap, not bad and expensive like the Mets.
Mets have lost 11 in a row. Rodney, our buddy, Rodney Price. Co-worker Rodney over at KWCH and here on the Odyssey family of radio stations says it's his fault that the Royals are struggling. He went ahead and bought the 1 year MLB subscription instead of going month to month, alluding to the fact that you're locked in now. I'm Sucker. With you, Rod. Like Sucker. I did the same thing. They got me for the whole year. I got to watch this all year. If this continues, I'm stuck with it. Except I also had to get the Rangers, to be fair, so I could watch any I can watch any baseball game. But I had to do the Royals too. I could have done the month to month. Maybe that's the better proposition. Make them earn it a little bit. Of course, you can hear all the games right here on KFH, including tonight's game against the Baltimore Orioles as the Royals try to figure it out. The scary thing of that series is to me, TJ, one of them's going to figure it out in this series probably. Which one's it going to be? Because Baltimore has a little figuring they've got to do themselves. All right, let's talk. We'll talk more about this in the next hour probably too. NFL draft, I don't know what you're seeing. Seeing the same names still. Bain, Downs. Those are the two that I see more than anybody. I think that this is, man, this is really interesting because you've got, like, now in these mock drafts, I don't know how many of these mocks you look at, but now in the mocks, people project trades out. And it really is all on the table with the Chiefs. Do you think the Chiefs are going to pick at 9 and 29? Let me ask you that.
I did, but did you see the flurry? I had a list of headlines to show you. Did you see the flurry of apparently, there's speculation across the league that the Chiefs are going to try to pick at 3 or 4?
I see. They're going to do what I hoped. Man, I hope so.
Cardinals and Chiefs are rumored for a blockbuster draft trade. This is what I saw.
I see. I'm in on this. I am in on this. Go get Reese or Bailey. Go get Reese or Bailey. We talked about this last week. It would be so easy. And honestly, there are two teams I think that we need to watch for this. The Chiefs and the Cowboys both have two first round picks, both desperately need edge rusher, and both are in a position where you could take that old Rams philosophy, right? F them picks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're close enough, both teams, that if they hit on a superstar defensive player, especially a pass rusher, it could be the difference for them. And they both have two first-round picks. And you're sitting here, like, I think if you're the Jets or the Cardinals, you're crazy if you don't entertain offers from both of these teams. Because there are two edge rushers sitting there. And I don't know which one, you know, I say it a million times, I'm biased to Bailey because we watch Big 12 football. Reese would be fine with me. But one of those two guys, like if it cost me 9 and 29, because at the end of the day for the Chiefs, for example, you're basically saying you traded McDuffie to be able to go get one of those players.
No.
Okay. They still got another pick out of that deal. Like I'm not as worried about keeping two first-round picks, one at 29, where the Chiefs have not had a lot of great luck picking anyway.
It's true.
And say, we're going to go up and we're going to get one of the best players out of this draft. Because I don't know, how much more than that do you think it would really cost? Another second-rounder maybe somewhere in a couple of years? I think it's doable, and I have no issue doing it if it's the Chiefs or the Cowboys, quite frankly. I think it makes perfect sense for both franchises. I think it makes perfect sense for either the Jets or the Cardinals to do it. Do it. I told you last week. It's my number one preferred option in this draft is to move up and take one of those two guys.
No, I don't know. What I'm saying is that I feel like I thought they were going to pick at 9 because it felt like a legit spot that they could have ended up with Jordan Tyson. Jordan Tyson doesn't sound like he's making it to 9 anymore. Jordan Tyson.
He may move up if I don't know. How did that workout go?
Good. Everybody seems like they loved him.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That may be part of it too. Maybe the Chiefs were like, well, we can sit tight and we'll take him at 9. They'll be fine. And then now it's just like, well, if we're not going to get him and we may not get Bane either, like, let's just go get the guy we want. We'll just go crazy. So I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they're not going to pick at 9 or 29. So, but I'm fine. What about moving back?
No, I probably don't like that. I think you gotta, I mean, again, you never get to pick at 9. You'd really have to not like the players. But if we're sitting in a world where you've got, let's say it's some collection of Delane, Bane, Downs, Tate, I guess you'd have to mix in there as somebody. Whichever offensive tackle you have, I think you make the pick at that point. You make the pick. I mean, you've got to come out of this thing. Like, you can't, you had to suck to get pick 9. I don't think you're one, like, trade down? I don't know. I mean, look, if they don't like any of the players, it might be the smart thing, but it's going to be one of those where we leave the draft and we're all just like, damn, that kind of is disappointing. Right? They don't get this chance. That doesn't mean it's the right or wrong decision. I just feel like they got to like one of these guys. I mean, if Caleb Downs is there, you just take Caleb Downs. We've talked about that. If it's him. If your consolation prize is Jordan Tyson and a flyer on a guy to replace Rashee Rice next year, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If your consolation prize is a right tackle that you really like and now your bookends and your entire offensive line is set for the next 2-3 years, I don't have a problem with that. If it's Mansoor Delane, who is the best... those are all fine. I think moving back, if it's moving back of any significance, is going to feel like, well, what did we suck for? So we could collect a bunch of picks in a draft that nobody really likes anyway? No, I'd rather them see them go the other direction and get hyper-aggressive. Todd McShay is, of course, the old ESPN guy. I guess he has a draft show. I don't know if this is in your headlines or not. But he is agreeing that Cardinals Chiefs are a thing, but to the point that like he's calling Arizona desperate to get out of 3. He also says Arvell Reese is a lock at 2. So this would be a move for Bailey. Then if he's correct, the Jets would go Reese at 2. And then at 3, it would be Bailey. If I'm the Cardinals, I'm on the phone right now with the Chiefs. I'm on the phone with the Cowboys. And we start with your 2 first round picks. And then we go from there. It's gotta be. I think the Cardinals are probably correct here. I think they could get it. Here's the interesting part, though. A couple more things, since I'm just reading this. This is according to a Cardinals blogger that is citing McShay. Okay, he says if there isn't a trade, he thinks they'll take Jeremiah Love there. And he also says they want Ty Simpson. So that's probably where you see some of that move back. Because they know they could get Ty Simpson. But you've got the valuable chip there. I think there are 2 players, you know, Fernando Mendoza, you got to kind of put to the side, right? He's his own separate thing. There are 2 players that pretty universally everybody's in on. And it's Reese and Bailey. And if you're the Cardinals, you've got a chance to capitalize on that here. And again, like, go do it. If you're the Chiefs, go get, you've got a chance to go get the best player in the draft, right? You've got a chance to go get the best player in this draft. I don't think there's a lot of people that are calling Fernando Mendoza the best player in the draft.
It's Love.
Love, Downs, Styles, Reese. I'm looking at somebody on ESPN, Jordan Reed. Let's go to the ESPN consensus rankings. So this takes all their draft analysts. They have Love 1, they have Reese 3, they have Bailey 6. Who is the outlier that would fall down that gets a high rank? I guess it's Tyson or Tate. I don't know, man. I'd move up. That's me. I'm moving up, and I'm taking the pass rusher. That's what I'm doing, because the Chiefs need it. It's the hardest thing in the NFL to get. It's become the most expensive position in football outside of quarterback. If I've got a chance to move up and go get one of those guys and you watch their tape and think they're transcendent talents, I do it. That's the move to me for the Chiefs. Now, if the Cardinals say it's going to take both of those firsts and a first next year and a second, then you say go fly a kite, right? It's all about the price. But if you're the Cardinals, you can get 2 firsts, and it
I'm take. Saying, also, I'm kind of surprised. Are you surprised that the Cardinals want to move out of 3?
Yeah. No, not really.
I guess they probably need 2 firsts more than they need it.
Yeah, they don't like the quarterbacks there. If they like Ty Simpson, if they think they can get him later, no, it doesn't surprise me. Think you can take Ty Simpson with your second first-round pick at that point, so you can be a good player and your quarterback. So I think it makes a ton of sense why they would want him. And it makes a ton of sense why the Chiefs would be the obvious it because they have two firsts. All right, we'll come back. One more draft talk in the next hour. Don't go away. Headlines I missed.
This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita. K248CY, Wichita. KNSS HD2, Clearwater. And Odyssey Sports Station.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me. I called ART.
Traffic.
I-235 southbound, there's a delay heading onto K-96 east with a backup to 37th Street. Give yourself a few extra minutes. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Sunny, breezy, and warm today. A high of 77. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Continued breezy tonight with a few clouds. Overnight low 53. It's a carbon copy forecast on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. High 78. 75 on Wednesday. Storms arrive on.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.